The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, celebrating over 10 years on the air. Phone lines here are 605-4567 here on the 17th of February, 7:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, and community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. And I'm here with Ashley, fresh
Good
back
morning.
From Florida, right?
Florida this time. Do you like my tan? No, I didn't tan.
I was going to say, was it raining there or what?
Well, happy President's Day, happy Washington's birthday, and happy National Cabbage Day.
It probably explains why they didn't take the trash this morning.
That would be one explanation.
But I am ready. But you know what? There's so many of them. You know, they got off for another day. You know, I mean, workers got off for another day, I think, last week, and I went, do they celebrate it twice? So I was just being safe. I put mine out just in case.
I think, was it Lincoln's birthday next week?
It is.
I don't think
you get off for Lincoln's birthday.
Okay, I got off of school for whatever that's worth. But today we are looking at a high of 66 degrees with sunny, mostly clear, which means we should have a beautiful sunset tonight. And same thing, whatever you experience today will be exactly what you experience tomorrow. And throughout much of the rest of the week, highs of 67, lows near 40 throughout much of the week. I saw rumors of a chance of showers Saturday night and Sunday for our next expected precipitation.
Well, yeah, we need some.
Yes.
Much more rain.
Yeah, we're looking at the driest winter in, six decades or something like that in quite a while.
Wow.
Including the drought that we just got out of.
And yet the Daytona 500, from what I understand, was kind of, they had to postpone it, but they had to do some rain delays in that.
Yes.
On that side of the country. And speaking of that, tell me President Trump does not know his base. He flew in with the Air Force
exactly
One. They did a flyby over Daytona, over the racetrack, from what I understand. And then he got there and he gave the, gentlemen, start your engines, or racers, start your engines, since there's probably some ladies driving in this. Then he took a lap in the Beast.
Yeah.
The Beast. What is the Beast? That's his limo. They call it the Beast. Because they call everyone in the president's limos the Beast. It's like 23 tons, bulletproof, mindproof. I mean, it's got, chemical agent proof. And he took a lap around the track. You know, I was wondering how fast he got, though. I was thinking, he didn't slide the corner, and he didn't do a little...
Which must be difficult in the limo.
Well, I don't know. I wonder how much power is in those things anyway.
That one, a lot.
Probably a lot. So he did that and said some things that, about NASCAR fans or patriots who support the president. Well, he didn't say that, but other people are saying that support the president in huge numbers. It's kind of interesting to see that, when he went to the Army-Navy game, and then he went to the college championships, big cheers for it. I don't know. I love seeing Americana, and the Daytona 500 is Americana. And if you've ever been to a race like that, the sound is so deafening. And they are so fast when you're down, close to the track, when you're coming by. They're just blurs. The best viewpoint to watch the race is from a TV set in a sports bar, if you don't have one at home, of course. And to watch this, so they can get them coming in, the only thing is you don't really get the essence of the speed until they bring the shot down from the track as they're going by at 140 miles an hour or faster. So, Linda and I we participated in a stock car race down at the Anderson Fairgrounds. down there one time years ago. We were raising money for veterans, and we had people sign their names and donate money to build the – and we were in a truck. We heard it was going to be a quote, you know, a celebrity group, and we wouldn't be doing more than 40 miles an hour. Well, it turns out Linda and I were the only ones there. They told us it was going to be in trucks, and it wasn't. We had the only truck, and everybody else had cars. And then it was a $1,000 added to the race. And they said, well, we need to, you know, we'll keep it slow by putting tires out on the track, forcing everybody to slow down and get into one lane. And then they can get out in two lanes again, and they slow down again. I said, okay, how bad can that be? Well, I'm coming down the straightaway, three abreast, 70 miles an hour. Linda is just staring at me like, are you crazy? 200 laps, bumping. If you ain't bumping, you ain't driving. And when it was over, our truck had, you know, part of the fender ripped off, dents all over it. Their hoods were just flying straight up into the air as they, you know, I mean, it was a great race. And I can just imagine, you know, how it fires you up at 70 miles an hour and then hitting the corners and having to slow down and then get back up on it. I can just imagine if you're doing like 150 or what down the straightaway with another car like an inch behind you drafting on you. Yeah. Linda still says she has not gotten even with me. She's done many things over the years to get even with me. She says, no, we're never going to be even, ever going to be even. So, but it was a great experience. We raised some money for the veterans. It's my first and last experience at stock car racing. Okay, today Dr. Paul DeNuke is going to be joining us at 8 o'clock. Of course, the election's here on the 3rd. Elizabeth Betancourt next Monday. Leonard Modi, supervisor, will be joining us tomorrow. And we have a lot of things going on this week that has to do with elections, including, of course, Measure A. That's coming up quick. Still people, and this is the greatest thing about our country, that we can agree to disagree over something. And I'm sure they're saying in the backs of their minds, he doesn't seem ignorant. He really doesn't seem ignorant. But how come he doesn't grasp that this is wrong? And then I'm on the other side going, why can't you see this, that this is right? Why can't you see this? I mean, it's not enough to, in friendships or anything like that, but it was still like, you know, we have a member of our staff whose fiance was against this. And I looked at him. I mean, I haven't seen him, but I looked at her and said, you've got to be kidding, because she's really for it. I said, well, I think you haven't been putting enough impact on this. You haven't put enough emphasis on this with him yet, but you ought to put a little more emphasis on this with him. I mean, you're...
See, I don't think anybody disagrees that the problems exist. It's that they disagree at the solutions that are being offered right now.
And you know what? You're absolutely right, Ashley. Everybody believes there should be a jail. They just are arguing about how do we get this jail built. Well, I haven't seen. And then some people say, oh, yeah, we'd go for a jail, but we don't want all this extra money out there for police and DAs and, you know, and public defenders. I mean, I understand that. I mean, I can understand. And then they talk about, you know, Terry Posa comes in, oh, look at how high the policeman's pay is in Reading. Well, it's apples and oranges. We're not talking about that. We're talking about a jail where all the money's going to go there. And then people bring up AB 109 money, which has nothing to do with the cost of building the jail. It has to do with maintaining AB 109 type individuals. And we had the lady that runs it and says, and within 2 years, we're going to be cutting programs out because the money gets – the great state of California keeps cutting the money back. Well, crime hasn't stopped. We're still getting them in there. Okay, let's take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by friends over at Sleep Number. I have to tell you that where I don't ordinarily get sick, I was having a kind of like flu-like symptoms. No, I haven't been to Asia. No, nor have I been, I don't think I've been hanging around people that have been to Asia or been on cruise boats or anything like that. So I think it was just a simple cold. And laying down in the Sleep Number bed and being able to adjust the firmness of the mattress, you know how when you lay in bed you get kind of tired? And I mean, not not tired, but, you know, it kind of could get, you know, your parts of your body get tired because you're laying on a certain way. You can adjust your sleep number a bit for that. And it just makes it more comfortable when you're not feeling really well. So, and then it also enables you to get a great night's sleep, which really is the thing that helps you get over illnesses or colds or feel, you know, the flu, things like this. You know, we have a good night's sleep. And they've got that. And with the Sleep Number 360 smart bed that adjusts to you as you're moving during the night, it doesn't get any better than that. You can discover proven quality sleep and save 50% on that 360 limited edition smart bed now during the Ultimate Sleep Number event. Now, yeah, Sleep Number is the official sleep and wellness partner of the NFL. My Sleep Number setting last night was 50, down from what it usually is. Slept like a baby. Sleep Number. It's in the Target Shopping Center. Go on over there and say hello. We'll be right back after these messages, 7:15 in the morning. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR, 96.5 FM, 7:15 in the morning.
If you're looking for the accountability of a personal trainer, the energy and camaraderie of a group, and a budget-conscious price tag, then our team training at Addison's Peak Performance is for you. We've got your fitness needs covered with five types of time-efficient, 30-minute team training workouts. Mix and combine these challenging strength and conditioning sessions to enhance sports performance, build muscle, burn fat, and sculpt the body you've been dreaming of. AddisonsPeakPerformance.com or call us at 221-8006.
Our casino relocation project will be a much-needed boost to the local economy. In addition to creating thousands of high-paying construction jobs, with more than $90 million in wages, the project will provide nearly 1,000 jobs. These jobs pay a livable wage and have excellent fringe benefits. These wages will be spent and taxed in our community. I think we all can agree that our community needs more jobs. Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
There's nothing like it on Earth. The all-new Jeep Gladiator. Head down to Wind River Resort and Casino and play our cash and Jeep Gladiator giveaway swipe to win promotion. Win free slot fee Thursdays at 8 p.m. All winners receive bonus entries. Two semifinal drawings, $10,000. Grand prize drawing Thursday, March 26th. Win a 2020 Jeep Gladiator Rubicon. One of a kind with exceptional design. Purchase from SJ10. Details at WindRiver.com. You win at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in just one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. These tests do not prevent colon cancer. Only a colonoscopy can do that by removing polyps before they become cancerous. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the comfy fit of a favorite pair of jeans and the tried and true performance of a new home comfort system from Rood. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM at 1460 AM. Your talk radio, celebrating over 10 years on the air. Do I sound a little hoarse this morning? 605-456-7 is our phone number. 719 in the morning, 47 degrees out there. It's going to be, looks like it's going to be a pretty good day. Weather reports always brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Gas Propane. Veteran-owned business, stationed out of Anderson, that gives senior and veteran discounts, does so much for our community. Shasta Gas Propane does. You can give them a call at 365-3793. Okay. There's other things going on. Virginia, as you know, has launched a constant battle under the new regime since the election of trying to take away the gun rights of the people of Virginia. The people of Virginia have responded with thousands of people, 10,000 people rally at the state capitol against that for gun rights. 136 counties and cities have declared themselves sanctuary cities for the Second Amendment. If you can do it for the for illegals, you can do it for the Second Amendment, they're saying. And now the biggest part of the agenda of the governor of Virginia, it was to ban the sale of, quote, assault weapons, those scary-looking things that fire semi-automatically. Well, his legislature defeated that. They said, no, we're going to put this on hold, that in a magazine thing. We're just going to put it on hold. It's in the committee. We're going to have it studied some more. Hundreds of people were in the room when it happened. They cheered. So it puts it's a setback for them. You know, people, this shows you what happens, my friends. If people get together and stand up and go down. I mean, people from all over California, you know, own firearms. And if you take the interest in it and you go in and you say, hey, wait a minute, this ammo thing is just stupid. Why should I? You know, I bought my shotgun 20 years ago and I've got to go through background checks to buy a box of Dove Loads. I haven't heard of Dove Loads being used in armed robberies or drive-by shootings or anything like this. But this is where we're at right now. I mean, it's just, it's what else can they pile on? Because we let them do it. You know, it does no good for one assembly person and one senator to vote a certain way. You need half, which goes back into the representation part of how, if you're north of Sacramento, there's very little representation up here. One city block in Los Angeles, I shouldn't say that one city block, but it's true, outnumbers any county up here in Northern California, maybe even any two or three counties. But the people of Virginia stepped up, and I'm really proud of the fact that they're saying, hey, look, this is not what we voted for. We voted for you to fix infrastructure. We voted for you to do to address things that have to be done criminally, homeless, all this. And you're coming after law-abiding citizens. That's not what we bargained for. And then, of course, then the Democrats said, hey, we told you what we were going to be doing. Why are you so excited about it now? And that's what you have to take a look at. What do people really stand for out there? What did they want to do? You know, frankly, If people believe we need more gun legislation in California, I beg them to, you know, to tell me exactly why we need the gun legislation that we've got. But why do we need more? I mean, you can't go in and buy a gun. You buy it, you wait 10 days. You can't just pick it up that day, though you could, because the background checks are there, obviously. If you can buy ammo in 5 minutes, you could be able to buy a gun, it seems like, in 5 minutes. So there's a 10-day waiting list. And then you can only buy so many. You know, why? How many straw purchases are done every day that would cause this to happen? Well, it just keeps people from buying and giving them to somebody. There's already a law against that, straw purchases. Anyway, moving on. Let's just move on from that. Two local things. Linda and I were honored to be the MCs at the Shining Affair event on Saturday, and it was a real success. They raised money for the Shining Care and the Gatekeepers programs that started right here in Reading by Joanne McCauley. And the bottom line on it was that they trained people to be able to help elders at risk. but they help the whole family. They'll help children. They'll help the family of people that needs the assistance, but they'll help the families too. And it was a great success. And I want to do a shout out to Christine Mitchell and Joanne McCauley for everything that they do for our city here. And longtime resident, and politician, and I mean this politician in the best sense of the word, of somebody that cares about the people, did things to help her constituents, to help her city. Norma Comnick passed away a few days ago, but her services are going to be at 2 p.m. at the Anderson Cemetery on the 14th, and on the 17th, with a reception following afterwards. So, but she, I remember Norma, she would come in here and bring us cookies at Christmas. Oatmeal cookies, oatmeal raisin cookies, the best ever. Now, moving on to other things. When you were down in Florida, what was the big, did you get a chance to interact with anybody?
As far as...
Just the things that are going on in the world, or did you, were not you just a whole down lot. There? Were you just down there just having a good time?
Mostly the latter. The majority of the reason why we were there was a writer's retreat, so I got to interact with people from all over the U.S., and even we had somebody from Canada at this event, and it was all of us in an Airbnb with, like, 15 rooms. I was kind of surprised, and each room had a different movie theme. It was a lot of fun, but I don't think I left the house for the majority of the retreat, which was a five-day retreat, so it was... definitely interesting to meet people from different writing histories all around the world, or all around the U.S. at least. But as far as politically, I think the most interaction I had with complete and utter strangers was I went to Harry Potter World in Universal Studios, which we didn't really get into a whole lot of politics there.
Why would anybody get into politics at Harry Potter World?
I know, right?
I didn't even know there was a Harry Potter World.
Yeah,
Potter anyway? Okay, I'm kidding. I do know that one.
We went to the Hogsmeade end of that, so there's a lot of the shopping. You get to see the Hogwarts castle, and the best designed roller coaster I've ever been on was Hagrid's Wild Creatures thing.
Really?
Just a beautifully designed roller coaster. Like the Harry Potter Hogwarts one was a lot of fun. It was interesting, but as far as roller coaster design is. We went backwards.
Is this Disneyland? Or
it's
Disney
the Universal Studios.
Oh, Universal Studios.
It's a theme park, yeah.
Okay. Well, Disneyland's cost prices just went up to $200.
Yeah,
ticket.
I saw
Did
that.
Did you see that? I wonder what Walt would be saying right now. You know, because this is kind of an idea is that you bring your family to Disneyland. And when you make it $200 a ticket.
It's $1,000 to get it.
Yeah, you have a family of four. And then plus you're going to buy food there. And a hot dog is outrageous. And Cokes.
Yep.
And you know, you can't get out of there without a shirt. Or little things to put on your kids' heads. I mean, that's $1,000.
Yeah.
So perhaps they should start saving. Once your baby is born, start saving money now.
Yeah.
So by the time he's five or six, or she's five or six, and can ride the rides, you'll have enough money saved to go to Disneyland for a day. Okay.
Is that a park hopper where you can go to the adjacent park?
You know what?
Not?
I didn't check that. Once I saw the $200, and I've been to Disney a lot of times. I've been to Disney a lot of times, and I couldn't think of another reason. The grandkids are too old. Yeah. Maybe the great-grandkids. I'll take them there.
I went after I graduated high school, and I think it was around $65 then.
Oh, wow. I can't remember how much it was because my parents paid for it the first time.
Yep.
So, yeah. Hey, the Democrats are starting to worry here. Bernie Sanders outranks the other Democrats. They are running scared that because there's so many different people in the primaries, they're splitting those votes out. And where they thought Joe Biden was going to be the guy that takes Iowa and New Hampshire, but he came fourth. He came in fourth in Iowa, Joe did, and fifth in New Hampshire. And he's lost his moderates, he's lost his older voters to Buttigieg and Minnesota Senator Amy Klobuchar. And now they have seen the polls begin to drop Biden support from African Americans because nobody wants to back a loser. And Joe Biden is coming apart here at the seams. Even Adam Schiff said something. Well, I guess I can understand why people would think And there was something going on over at Burisma. Oh, Adam, no, say it's not true that you actually said that. Anyway, it looks like, again, the Democrats are having a real problem with Bernie again. They've started because they're afraid that Bernie's going to win. I think, hell, Democrats, if a 78-year-old proclaimed socialist takes rolls into the convention with the most votes, hey, that's the way you got to go. Even if it's a brokered convention, he's got the most votes. You know, give America a clear choice this time. You know, from the Democratic side, a Democratic socialist named Bernie going against a tweet crazy billionaire by the name of Trump, and they've both got clear visions of which way America needs to go, and there is no like overlap. Except maybe keeping America safe. I think Bernie's in for that, but he wants to cut the defense budget, he's already said, by a lot. But keeping America safe, but it gives America the clear-cut choice of which way they want to go. Why are the Democrats so afraid of this? Yeah, we got to take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Regional Medical Center. You know, Shasta Regional Medical Center is a proud supporter of Downtown Reading, sponsoring many of the downtown-focused events and encouraging our community to shop local, which is a great idea. Shop local, stay local. But they also, like on the station, they sponsor the Chamber of Commerce. Every once a month comes in with what's going on with our city and business, different businesses coming in. Shasta Regional Medical Center has been certified by the Joint Commission as an advanced primary stroke facility. There's so many things that Shasta Regional Medical Center does for our community. Caring, compassion, and community. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center. We'll be right back after these messages, 7:31 in the morning. We'll be right back with the Riverview Playhouse.
Bill, Susan, you guys look amazing. What's the secret?
Our new Sleep Number 360 smart bed.
He chooses the comfort on his side, I choose mine.
We feel incredible.
Ooh, I heard about that. Can it really help you fall asleep faster?
Yes, by gently warming our feet on either side.
But can it help keep you asleep?
Yes, it senses our movements and automatically adjusts to keep us both comfortable all night.
I don't think it's a secret anymore.
Sleep Number. This is not a bed. It's proven quality sleep. From $9.99.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
Regards to Broadway. Remember me to Herald Square.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Okay, now, if you know who that is, give us a call, because I know who that is. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio and KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Phone lines here are 605-4567, 736 in the morning, 47 degrees out there here on the 17th of February. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Orchard Nutrition. Orchard Nutrition is a great place to go. I'm telling you, they've got it all. And all of it is 100% certified organic, not just the produce. Not just the meat, but also their vitamins and supplements. Large grocery selection. Best of the state, North State, for over 13 years in a row. Free monthly health seminars. They have it all there at Orchard Nutrition in the Cypress Shopping Center. Cypress Square Shopping Center. Head on down there. You won't be sorry. Good people down there. Hey, I'm here. Speaking of good people, I'm here with Barbara Harrison.
Good morning, Carl.
Good morning.
Morning, Carl. How are you this morning?
And we're talking about the Riverfront Playhouse and the big event that's coming up this week. But I want to talk about the Riverfront. Can we catch up on what's going on with this? You
know? Absolutely.
Okay. Now, for the longest time, when I first moved here 12 years ago, there was a down on Pine and Placer, there was a open lot there. And it said, I mean, this was like 12 years ago. Is that right?
Yeah.
And it had the
right.
Yeah, huh?
Was it 12 years ago? You mean talking about the other theater?
The other. Well, it was y'all always been there off of Cypress.
Yes, forever.
Way up there by Jones Fort. But then there was a sign that said that big area was going to be the Riverfront Playhouse. And in fact, one time I went, we were getting ready to come down, and where did I go to? Because I'd seen the sign, I just went down there and I said, There's no theater here. We had to rush.
Very observant of you.
Well, you know, it'd only been a year. And I thought maybe that building out back there was something to do with it. Hell. Anyway, so what happened with that?
Well, the city of Reading and the redevelopment agency was very generous and had given that to Riverfront. Now, I've only been involved with the theater about 4 years now at the management level, mm-hmm. So that's all prior to my time. But the information I got was that the Carl's Tire store, if you remember, Carl's Tire was there. It was going to be converted to a theater through a remodeling and retrofit. Well, it turns out at the end of all of that conversation and investigation that the building was not earthquake proof or earthquake condition that it could be remodeled. So it had to be torn down.
Wow.
Well, once it was torn down and then the economic profile was put back together and the cost of reconstruction, it was completely out of the...
Well, that was during the time, too, and we had that big downturn in the economy and all this other stuff.
Yeah.
It just didn't fall into our budget at that point.
And the amount of seats that could be put into that building just wasn't economically feasible. So the the after paying for the cost of tearing the building down, the board decided to return the property to the redevelopment agency and then go out and seek a different location. And I'm pleased to say that they made a strong effort to stay downtown and, in fact, have stayed downtown. So.
Absolutely. Hey, by the way, both Marvin and Carolyn called in, and both of you were right. It was James Cagney that was singing that from the from that James Cagney movie that he Yankee Doodle that he won the Academy Award for, for singing and dancing after all those gangster movies. Okay, okay. So then you continue to plug, you know, kept having great shows and everything down at your original one, but then this other spot came up, right?
Yes, yes. Folks may remember the building as the real building, the Reading Industrial Occupational Health Building. It's been there since 1988. And we had an opportunity to purchase that building, 11,800 square feet. We bought it back in 2016 and have been working diligently to get that building remodeled and get it improved to put a new auditorium, a new stage, all the facilities that we need to have a great theater facility here in downtown.
Yeah. I tell you what, I know that it's been, I know that when, gosh, Dan Mabry, Dan, when he was still here.
Kupski.
Yeah. Kupski was here. He would go over there on a regular basis and chase people. Off the property.
Yeah.
I mean, it was boarded up. It's been boarded up. It was an eyesore, and then but you all saw something that could be something great.
Oh, you got to come down and see
well,
it.
It's unbelievable right now.
It's just extraordinary movement. We're so happy with the remodeling. Domajamian Construction has been very strong in helping us.
Domajamian Construction. You know, I don't think I may have met him once, but frankly, I think this guy is a stalwart of the community. Mm-hmm. First of all, he looks at things and he'll take stands that maybe aren't popular, but it's good for our community. But you're telling me that he's done a great work.
Oh,
great job,
absolutely.
On your,
you know, when he takes those stands, he does it in such a nice way. He is such a nice man.
He really is.
I mean, he's just true blue. Yeah, really.
You can't argue. The way he does things. I mean, he doesn't try to beat you over the head with them.
He's got class.
Stuff. He really does. And the other thing too is he takes a look I really probably wouldn't know you if I saw you in a room right now. But from what I've seen and what I've observed from things he's written and people say is that he takes a good look at a subject or a person before he comes out and says, okay, this is what I believe in. But once he's in the fight then. Mm-hmm. So, and I, you know, fight being, once he's in discussions
up
and all this, he's in it. Yeah.
Yeah.
So he did a great job. His construction company did a great
very
job.
Very knowledgeable, knows and understands the project right down to the last nail, and is very generous with his time, always wanting to work with, the owners, in this case, us, and making sure that if there's some way we can cut costs.
Well, I'm sure he sharpened his pencil a lot.
So in about 2 weeks, on February 29th, we're going to have the keys to our new theater downtown at the corner of California and Gold Street.
So we're talking about on February 29th, 2 weeks away. Is it going to be you're going to open it, or are you just going to have the keys to it?
We have the keys to it, yeah.
Okay, and then we're going to have
there'll still be some, and he'll go into it, but there's still little things that we have to do that aren't under Don's contract.
Right.
So there's things that board members have to take care of, or helpers, volunteers, as always, my middle name. And
helper.
Yeah, helper.
We should start calling you Snow White, because you've got seven dwarfs at any one time working for you. You know,
I wish that was true.
I'm one of them. You can call me Sleepy today.
Sleepy. Okay.
I'm not happy, so I've got to be sleepy. Just kidding. Okay, look, we're going to take a quick break here with Daryl Alvey and Barbara Harrison from the Riverfront Playhouse. They're getting ready to open this up. It's been a work of love that's been going on over a decade.
15 years.
15 years. Before I got here, as I told the story, I saw the sign up there, so it had to be there someplace. And I went down there one night, walked down there, and went,
Well, we got through all the hiccups with a large glass of water, so here we're ready to roll.
We're ready to roll. Okay. 7:44 in the morning, 47 degrees out there. This portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. Serving the North State for over a quarter of a century. This is a veteran-owned business. They handle all of our HVAC needs. Every 6 months they roll through there, make sure filters are clean, all the air ducts are the way they're supposed to be, everything else, the thermostat's working, they come on time, they have a great price point, they don't waste your time, they don't make you wait from 1 to 3, we'll show up there, they tell you when they're gonna show up there, and they're there, be there 5 minutes early, in fact, so you can let them in. Learn more at 221-2642, give them a call, or check out their website, homecomfort.org, Alliance Heating and Air, super, super people. We'll be right back with Barbara Harrison and Daryl Alvey from the Riverfront Playhouse, because we've got a big event coming up.
Prima donna, first lady on the stage, your devotees are on their knees to implore you. Can you bow out when they're shouting your name? Think of how they all adore you.
Hey, we're Armstrong and Getty here on KCNR with the all-new lineup for 2019.
Join us 9 to 12 Monday through Friday.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill. Featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts, Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come. 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
So what's scorecard scribblings all about?
I was scared for my life at that point. I remember looking to the right and seeing all the medical supplies there, and I'm just thinking, are they going to cut off a leg? What are we doing here?
I had a coach that would come up to me on the plane, stick his hand out. I knew what he wanted. Who am I not to give them to him? Like, I thought, okay, job security.
We came to the ballpark every day. We knew we were going to win. It's a great experience, a great feeling to be on a club like that.
Scorecard Scribblings with Brent Weber, Wednesday nights from 6 to 7 on KCNR.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction with your security tip of the day. If it doesn't look right, it probably isn't. Many people hang around to investigate what may be a crime only to become a victim themselves because they confront a violent criminal. Leave the area and call your local law enforcement agency immediately. Another important part of your personal protection plan may be the use of a firearm. If that's your choice, give NFI a call at 999-1822 or find and register for one of our popular CCW courses at usgunpro.com. Remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
SST Oil on Windham Lane in Reading, your source for specialty fuels and oils, including kerosene and low sulfur fuel oil. They feature Toyotomi heating systems and on-demand water heaters. Save $100 on a new Toyotomi home water heater and ask about special savings for residents affected by the car fire. Locally owned SST Oil, supporting the community through summer fires and winter snows. Stay warm and cozy with Toyotomi and SST Oil. 241-1167. 241-1167.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Join the conversation online in our chat room, kcnr1460.com.
Here we sit enjoying the shade.
Hey, brother, pour the wine.
Drink the drink that I have made.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Celebrating over 10 years on the air, 605-4567. Hey, write that one number down because we're going to give away something here in the next few minutes. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Community-oriented, locally owned, locally operated. Two branches right here in town at 192 Hartnell Avenue, the main branch, and then, of course, 1845 California Street in the heart of downtown Reading, one block south of Jack's. And then, of course, in Red Bluff for our friends out there, 500 Riverside Way in Red Bluff. Once you go down there, go down and talk to the people and experience how they're going to move your dreams forward. That's right. Cornerstone Community Bank moves local dreams forward. And learn more at bankcornerstone.com. I'm here with Barbara Harrison.
That's my bank of choice, too.
Well, I tell you what, they're really good people.
Yes, they are.
Partnered up with them, and I, you know what? There's a good people down there. Well, Barbara Harrison is here, and Daryl Alvey from the Riverfront Playhouse. Now we're going to talk about this event, and we're going to give away some tickets here.
Well, before
the event.
One thing.
I wanted to just continue that Cornerstone Community Bank commercial a little bit. They're the ones who've had confidence in us and have loaned us the money to remodel our theater on California Street.
Well, there you go.
We are thrilled with them. They're great bank.
You know what? They take a big interest in our community, Cornerstone does. You know, if you're looking at, if you're tired of being a number or maybe you feel like there could be a better way of doing things, why don't you go over and just talk to them, if nothing else. Just talk to them.
And we feel like they're partners.
Yeah.
They really are.
Well, you know, they advertise with us, but it's more than that.
They're easy to talk to, too. They're very approachable. They really are.
You know, Jeff Fink, too,
he's a good friend of mine.
Well, he's the president of the bank. You know what he does? He works in woodworking, and he makes these beautiful, beautiful cutting boards.
I know.
And you'll see them out as being part of the, silent auctions and stuff. And let's talk about this. Riverfront Playhouse is having a big event here. Is it this Friday or Saturday?
Yes, Friday.
This Friday. Okay, tell me about it, Barbara.
Okay, it's called, we're sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino, who I cannot thank enough. I mean,
another organization that puts a lot of effort into this community also.
Yeah, they are wonderful. It's called A Night of Surprises, and we are going to have some surprises. It's Friday, this Friday. February 21st, the doors open at 6 o'clock, dinner at 7. There'll be dinner, dancing, live music. And we have the effervescent, wonderful friend of mine, Linda Bott, is going to be singing. So I'm really
pleased
about
that.
She's
working on some new songs for that. And
she said she was, yeah.
She's going to be, she's got a special dress for this event. And I think that it's going to be a great event, music-wise and everything.
So having a great singer is not a surprise.
No, it's on the flyer, okay?
Yeah, it says that.
I'm still trying to figure out what the surprise is, but
You'll find out. You have to come to the event. You'll find out.
You have to come to the dinner dance to find out what the surprise is.
Exactly.
Okay.
We also have the ever famous Lou White and his band, who is always fun to dance to. We will have a huge dance floor so people can get out and dance because I know they like to do that sort of thing. And then we have some other surprise entertainment, which I cannot tell you about. Just that you will appreciate it. We have a silent auction and a live auction. So tickets are available at the Enjoy Store, or you can go to riverfrontplayhouse.net and order your tickets that way. It's $45 a person, $400 for a sponsor table, $8 to a table, and it's all benefits Riverfront Playhouse. And if you have any questions of any kind, please give me a call. I'd be happy to help you. My number is 524-0223. Some of the things that are in the live auction are pretty special. We have somebody, Ty, made us a guitar, which is going to be really, really special. He sent me a picture of it the other day. And
Ty Boss is
awesome.
Former Marine.
Yeah.
I always have to throw that in there.
Sure.
And he hand builds these guitars.
Mm-hmm.
And then he makes them for that event. And I've always seen him do this twice. And this is the second one. And so this is something that it's a one of a kind.
Right.
And last time it went for a great deal of money.
Yeah,
the last time I went to place.
And I must mention that Ty is on our board. He supports the performing arts and has just been a great asset to us. We really appreciate his time and energy and his help.
Okay, now let's talk. Okay, as long as we're talking about this, I have two tickets to the event, A Night of Surprises at Wind River.
Correct.
It's going to be a great night. This is these are $45 a piece.
Right.
And we'll take the second caller at 605-4567, and you can pick up this paper I have here. Just take it down that night, and you'll get your tickets.
And my phone number's on there.
If there's any problems at all or any questions at all, it won't be any problems, but give any questions to Barbara Harrison. So give us a call for your tickets. It's going to be this Friday. Linda and I are going to be there. I will not be seen. Linda will be seen.
That's a good thing.
That's a good thing. Carl will be sitting next to the table there and sitting there pulling her chair back so she can sit down.
And folks can get their tickets at riverfrontplayhouse.net. On the web, or they can go to one of our co-sponsors, Enjoy the Store, and buy tickets across the counter at Enjoy the Store.
There you go.
Now,
where's this money going to? You know, we haven't talked about it, but where's the money go to? I mean, it's all staying here, obviously.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, clearly.
So I know that you get donations, but this kind of fundraiser is a big thing for you.
It is. As we mentioned earlier, the organization's been working about 15 years to upgrade. We had been at 1620 Cypress for 40 years in rented space in an old warehouse.
That's amazing.
And I say had been, that's an important transition because Saturday night we had our last event, and I went by yesterday, Sunday, and they've torn the seats out. We're moving out. So it's all done.
Yeah.
We're out of there.
And we're moving to 1950 California Street. We're going to get the keys in about 2 weeks from Donna Jamian, and we're moving in. We've got the infrastructure done, and this money is going to go to help us with the frills and the extras that we need there. Some new upgrading for lighting, new upgrades.
Well, lighting's an important part, you know, and there's been so many changes in lighting and sound.
I was just going to say that, too.
Over 40 years.
Absolutely.
That this enables you all to be able to continue to put on these great, great events. Does it surprise you, Gerald, on the amount of talent we have here? You're from here, but for me, I'm always surprised about how much talent we've got in this town.
Yeah.
It does. I got involved because 10 or so years ago, somebody asked me to be in a play. I said I'd never had any experience on stage. Our buddy Bob Corlick said, come on and join us. We need you to help out. I said, what do you want me to do? He said, we want you to play the part of a lawyer. And I went, oh, well, I've been pretending to be a lawyer for 30 years. I can do that. I can do that on stage. and I did a couple of plays, and it just sparked my interest, and I really had a lot of fun at it. And that's what community theater is about.
That's all it is.
You know, I'm not going to Broadway. I'm not going to make movies, though I've been in a few. But, you know.
Hey, as long as Rene Perez is in town, we've all got a shot at being in a movie
that's
there.
That's true. And then as I expanded, I realized I've met some extraordinary people who have tremendous talent in performing arts. And this community has been so generous in supporting that activity. We're downtown here in the Cultural Arts District. We've got just extraordinary talent. And I could go through the list run through the list. But when you come to Riverfront Playhouse, you see some of the best talent, certainly in this community, and some of the best talent in the North State. We've had a lot of transplants come here from other places, and they don't leave the talent in L.A. They bring it with them.
That's right.
Well, you know what else I've noticed? I've been here however long Kool Aid Nice has been here because my husband started it.
5 years.
Yeah, right. Anyway, thanks, Carl.
I don't know. I really don't know how long it's been.
But some of these people that are acting with us come from high school. They graduate high school and they stay in town with another job or whatever, and they come right into Riverfront Playhouse and they're actors. I mean, they stay with us. They stay in town.
Sure.
So I think it's neat that they come from high school right on up.
Sure. And then you know what? Like then you see all the different opportunities for kids to get into theater and musicals. By the way, Sherry won the tickets. Congratulations, Sherry. Just come on down. Sometime this week, hopefully before noon, but all the way up to 3 at most days, and you can pick up your pass here. So.
And she's going to join us and the whole Riverfront crew and all the folks that have been supportive this Friday night, February 21st. We encourage everybody to join us. it's such a nice evening to celebrate and to have the camaraderie of the performing arts and all the people that really care about theater.
That's why we volunteer time and space and all this, is because it makes our community better. You need a community theater, which we seem to have two or three of them running at any one time. And then plus, a museum, a park, all of those things, which makes it stronger. And Riverfront makes our community stronger.
Exactly. It's another block in this brick house, you know.
There you go.
And you won't be disappointed at our surprises.
I'm sure we won't. You're always surprising, Barbara.
Oh, thank you.
Hey, this is Barbara Harrison and Joe Avi from Riverfront Playhouse. Their big thing is going on this Friday. We'll talk more about it this week. And we're going to take a break for the news. And Dr. Paul Danuka.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com, I'm Jeremy House. Two charter flights carrying passengers from a cruise ship that was quarantined in Japan amid a virus crisis have landed in the United States. Passengers will be quarantined for 2 weeks to make sure they don't have the new virus that's been spreading in Asia. China says it may postpone its annual Congress in March, its biggest political meeting of the year, because of the virus outbreak.
The National People's Congress says it believes it's necessary to postpone the gathering to give top priority to people's lives, safety and health. The announcement comes as the Chinese military dispatches hundreds more medical workers and extra supplies to the city hardest hit by the two-month-old outbreak. The Congress is due to start on March 5.
Correspondent Charles de Ledesma reporting. A Russian court has ordered a woman who escaped from a virus quarantine to return back to the hospital she fled and stay under quarantine for at least two more days. The ruling underlined the chaotic public health approaches being taken to stop the spread of the new coronavirus from China. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the Trump administration is working to determine on what level of American military forces is needed in West Africa to counter the rise of extremist violence in the region. Speaking in Luanda, Angola, Pompeo praised the country's president for fighting corruption.
He's increased transparency. He's helped financial institutions clean up their books. And he's pursued bad actors. I'm optimistic that he will continue to liberate Angola from corruption.
Senegal's foreign minister has confirmed that West Africa is concerned about the extremist violence that is spreading in West Africa. The Japanese economy shrank at an annual pace of 6.3% last quarter as growth was battered by typhoons and crimped consumer spending. More on these stories at townhall.com.
If you're drowning in IRS debt and can't afford to pay, then you need to take advantage of special IRS tax programs that are available and free yourself from IRS collection efforts once and for all. Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing throughout the country, the Internal Revenue Service has made it easier to settle delinquent tax problems. An open phone line has been established by Community Tax for consumers to call and see if they qualify. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call the Community Tax Helpline at 800-600-3010. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and cannot afford to pay them back, or even if you have years of unfiled tax returns, there's no need to fear anymore. But you have to call the Community Tax Helpline today at 800-600-3010 for the help that you need. Don't take on the IRS alone. They can attack your wages, savings, pension, home, and even your Social Security check. Call 800-600-3010 for your free consultation and to see if you qualify. That's 800-600-3010.
The Bureau of Land Management will fund 11,000 miles of fuel breaks.
Fuel breaks are intended to break up fire fuels by creating breaks in vegetation that slow a blaze's progress. By implementing them strategically, they help firefighters control the spread of fire and can protect homes and resources. They will be in Idaho, Oregon, Washington, California, Nevada, and Utah. Wildfires are becoming bigger and more frequent across the Great Basin states. John Scott reporting.
Fort Lauderdale officials say 211.6 million gallons of sewage has spilled into Fort Lauderdale waterways in the past few months. The Sun Sentinel reports that's enough to fill 320 Olympic-sized pools. The city's aging sewer pipes broke six times in December and spewed almost 127 million gallons of sewage, ranking as one of South Florida's biggest spills ever. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Jeremy House. A familiar name could be on a Democratic presidential ticket.
According to campaign staffers, former New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg is thinking of Hillary Clinton as his vice presidential running mate should he become the party's nominee. Clinton, who failed in her campaign against President Trump in 2016, is also a resident of New York, and that could pose a problem. Under the 12th Amendment to the Constitution, two people can't reside in the same state as the elector. But Bloomberg says he'd consider changing his residence to either Florida or Colorado, where he has other homes. Ron DeRockster reporting.
Europe's busiest airport suffered the knock-on effects of technical issues that disrupted travel over the weekend. About 60 arrivals were disrupted Monday at Heathrow Airport. That's almost 10% of the total number of flights. Monday's disrupted flights were operated by British Airways, the largest airline at the West London hub. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, celebrating over 10 years on the air. 605-4567 is our phone number. Feel free to give us a call. Today is the 17th of February and 8:05 in the morning, and the news is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. I'm sorry. People walking in and out. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, and community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Ashley's back with us. And Ashley, what's the weather look like?
We are looking at a high of 66 degrees today, and that's going to be pretty much the coolest throughout the week. We're going to be warming up ever so slightly, 67 by Thursday, 71 by Friday. Next chance of anything actually interesting happening is Saturday night, Sunday morning. We have a chance of showers. But we are looking at highs around 70 and lows around 40 basically the entire week.
Okay. Hey, the weather reports are brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Locally owned, veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Does a lot for our community, of course. Shasta Gas Propane. You can give them a call at 365-3793. I'm always interested in elections. You know, people have come up to me before and said, Carl, why don't you run for this? Or, Carl, why don't you run for that? And I'll tell you the truth. I do not have the makeup, the mental makeup to run for an election. I have a tendency to say things. And I take things not personally, but I just think that running in an election, you have to have a certain kind of personality, one that's willing to put yourself out there and to take the slings and arrows. I've been fighting too long, and responding to too many things to be able to take too many slings and arrows, but let's go to the phones first. Let's go to Sally. Sally, good morning.
Good morning.
I'm just talking about elections because I was just pontificating here.
I'm very anxious to hear Dr. Danuka this morning, but I wanted to let people know that we will not be meeting at the church tonight for our regular Reading Patriots meeting. Instead, because it is President's Day today, we are going to do a rally on the Cypress Avenue Bridge for our president.
Okay, and what time is that going to start?
We're going to be there between 5 and 7 p.m. We're encouraging people to wear their patriotic gear, bring a flag. It can be a Trump flag. It can be an American flag, any kind of flag, and signs in support of our nation and our president today, being President's Day.
And you know, you all do that no matter who's president.
Absolutely.
Because we want our president to be a success. I don't care which flavor it is. Because if they're not a success, we're not a success. It's like your pilot in an airplane. You want them to, you want them to get us down safe. So, yeah, okay, 5 to 7 today.
5 to 7 on the Cypress Avenue Bridge. On the north side of the bridge.
Okay, for people that are directions challenged.
It's on the side where Subway is, yeah. Right down there in that little shopping center. You can park down in there, too.
There you go, right down there where the Square Barbershop is, right,
yes,
in that
yes.
area. Okay. All right, Sally, between All 5 right. and 7 tonight.
All right. Thank President you so much.
Day. Yes, ma'am.
Bye-bye.
Hey, I'm sitting here with Dr. Paul DeNuca, independent, running for the Assembly. I've known Paul DeNuca for many years. I trust him with my health and my wife's health. And when he told me, he talked to us about running, about why he was running. And because I'm his friend, I said, you know, you sure you want to do this? Because after watching this for the last 10 years, I know how rough it can get. But you're on a mission.
Well, it's not that. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning.
Thank you for having me.
In a mission in the good sense. I'm not talking about a closed, you know, pull your visor down, you know, start hacking away. That's not what your mission is. Your mission is to support the people.
It is a mission, Kyle. And I take my inspiration from Jesus. And I want to be a missionary. And my mission right now is to bring the faith and hope and moral values back to the politics. That's what the need of our is. We need to unite, and we need to work together for the good of all of us. That's my mission. And you're right. It's not that I want to run for it. It's not that I must do my civic duty. When I went into this, I very well knew that I will be attacked, and I very well knew that I will be facing a lot of hurdles. It's a David versus Goliath fight. And I'm prepared to take whatever comes my way, and still we will be victorious.
What's the biggest surprise for you when you're running? Because you're not an experienced politician by any means.
The biggest surprise is the people's support. The people in our area are tired of what they have for many years, and they don't see anything getting better. They see everything getting worse. So the biggest surprise is the people's support from me. There has been such a tremendous support for our campaign. So many volunteers, 40, 50 volunteers are working with us, donating their time, gas, and money. That's the biggest surprise for me, that people are really hoping, people are really putting their faith in our campaign because they know that we can bring the change what our North State needs.
Well, you know, the running as an independent, kind of like, let's both parties pile on you, because this is something that if you, the largest growing number of voters are, they don't want to, you know, they're independents. You know, they're not members of either party. The only time that impacts on you, I guess, is when it comes to the presidential primaries, where you have to say that you're a member of one party or the other. But even voting for president, you don't have to say that you're a Democrat, or independent, or, you know, anything. You can just vote. You can vote. But for local elections, everything below the president, you can be an independent and vote for anybody you want. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's right. And current system is broken. Both the party system are broken. They have turned California, which is a golden state, into a homeless state. And that has happened on the watch of both the political parties. And they both feel threatened by an independent run. And as you know, the very first day I pulled my papers, I started receiving threats from both the sides. So I knew, getting into this, what I'm getting into.
Well, what's the... There's been things said that that a lot of people say aren't true about you, and I hear things through the rumor mill because I don't watch TV that much, so I don't see a lot of the TV ads. But things that have been said about voting and all this, which has caused a lot of consternation. What I've seen on Facebook and talking to people.
Yeah, so, you know, we are prepared for all the lies, all the deceits, all the frauds that come our way. Our voting record is very clean. I have voted in every general election. I can show you my own record, which shows that I have voted in every general election. I love voting. I'm proud of voting. And that's what I have done. But, you know, you can't stop people from saying something lies. You know, it's a free word, it's a free speech, and I, even if I disagree with their what they're saying and their lies, still I respect and I'm protective of their free speech.
Even if it's not true?
Even if it's not true. Even if it's a slander. As a public candidate, I have opened myself to those attacks, and those attacks only strengthen me, Carl. I welcome them. They strengthen me because they're lies. I have an impeccable record, and all of our supporters are actually very more and more motivated with this. But this is the pattern. This is not the first time. If you see our current assembly and Senate legislators have this pattern of false attacks starting from the very beginning of their career. 2012, they attacked Rick Bossetti with false attacks. Then they attacked Colin Sisk. Then they attacked Kevin Kiley. So this is their pattern of lies and deceits and false attacks. So this is not something new. I'm just their worst nightmare right now.
I've noticed that they're all aimed at you and not Elizabeth Betancourt.
Isn't that interesting? That Republicans are attacking an independent, not a Democrat. What does that tell you? Republican in name only. Rhino.
Okay, I'm with Dr. Paul Danuk, and we're going to take a quick break here. It's 8:15 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair, a better-known business. Jeff Wurst has been devoting his life to this for over a quarter of a century, quality workmanship, safety, and he guarantees his work, whether it's fixing a little chip that's like one of those little stars in your windshield, up to cracks 2.5 feet in length. If they're in the right space, right spot on your windshield, he can fix it, and he guarantees it for life. Learn more at with Jeff Wurst by giving him a call at 241-8373 or stop by 3208 South Market Street. All you people with the RVs and the big, big, big windshields up there, he is he always has one in there that he's fixing to make sure it doesn't get any bigger. And right now we're watching Boy Scouts come by, and they're putting flags up right now in front of the studio and all along the street for President's Day. It's great. I love watching that. 8:16 in the morning, 48 degrees out there. We'll be right back.
Oh, what I would do to have the kind of strength it takes to stand before a giant with just a sling and a stone, surrounded by the sound of 1,000 warriors shaking in their armor, wishing they'd have had the strength to stand. But the giants calling out my name, and they laugh at me, reminding me of all the times.
Out here, there are many jobs to do. You need the kind of power, versatility, and comfortable handling that comes with your territory. Luckily, there's a tractor built to pull all that weight, the Kubota L-Series. Get an L-Series tractor for zero down with 0% APR financing for 60 months, plus a 6-year limited powertrain warranty. Now through February 29th, 2020. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for more information.
Come on down to NorCal Tractor and Equipment, your new local Kubota dealer.
Celebrating 20 years in business, Five Star Bank is a community business bank serving small to medium-sized businesses and is a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Five Star Bank was founded in 1999 by a group of local entrepreneurs who wanted to create personalized banking services inspired by shared vision and goals. Today, Five Star Bank is among the top 5% of performing banks in the nation for banks of its size. Five Star Bank proudly serves farmers, ranchers, and growers in the agricultural community, commercial real estate developers and construction, those who lead nonprofits and churches, and entrepreneurs in emerging technology. Five Star Bank is also committed to small businesses through a robust SBA department. They understand that when it comes to business, timing is critical. Their sense of urgency and speed to serve are part of the foundation of their success. Visit fivestarbank.com and visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that with proper care and just a little discipline should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. Tobacco and Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Tobacco and Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. With all the talk about gun control and stripping firearms rights from law-abiding citizens, I just want you to remember that our country was founded on the idea that we would each be accountable to ourselves and each other for the safety of our society. Another important responsibility we have is a safe and effective use of a firearm. If that is your choice, give NFI a call at 999-1822 or find and register for one of our popular CCW courses at usgunpro.com. Remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
KCNR, Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, celebrating over 10 years on the air. 8:20 in the morning here on the 17th of February, 48 degrees out there. It's going to be a nice day. In fact, the rest of the week's going to be nice. Maybe some rain coming in Saturday. We can hope for it because we need rain. We need to get about another 3 weeks of rain. I don't know. I hope it's possible to help break this drought or the beginnings of another drought or the extension of the drought we're in. I'm just never sure. Weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call, 365-3793, and Four Winds Jewelry is bringing us this segment. The only full-service jewelry store in Reading, 2225 Hilltop Drive, right here in Reading. You can give them a call at 222-2750 or just stop by and be surprised. I'm here with Dr. Paul Danuka, who is running for assembly. He's running for the assembly as a true independent. I'm just reading his pin on his shirt here. He's not running as a Democrat nor a Republican. And one of the campaign shots at you from the Daley campaign said that you didn't vote. And Paul Danuka just showed me his voting record with all the paperwork there that shows he voted, and he's voted. And so I'm not sure where they're coming from on that, but it's you voted in all the general elections. You joined, you voted on other events that were happening there and special things. But so I don't know where they're coming from on this that you didn't vote. I mean, I've seen it right here. It makes me wonder. Except you've already explained that.
Yeah, we can talk about these things, but the reality is that I voted in every general election, and they have nothing to show on their record. That's why they're running away from their record, attacking us.
Okay, well, let's talk about what you want to do. As neither a Democrat or Republican, when you get there, so you're not like joining the one of you're not. Are you going to legislate? Or, I don't know, caucus with one of them, or not?
I will caucus with the people. Whatever is good with the people, for the people, that's what I would go for, irrespective of whether it's a Democrat or Republican bill. I will do what is best for the people, and my primary focus right now is going to be that I have a competing vision call. Right now, our politics is controlled by special interests, which are out of the area interest, whether they are opiate companies, whether they are big energy company like PG&E and Sempra, whether they're a vaping company like Juul, whether they're big unions, they have given tens of millions of dollars to our legislators, our current legislators, wife and husband. Why? What do they want in return? Tens of millions of dollars. That's the biggest problem. So what's happening is our representatives are spending time with these special interest people which are out of the area, opiate companies, PG&E, Sempra, and big unions, and Juul company, and they're not spending time with us. When was the last time they were with us? Not in any forum, not any debate. We have challenged them for a debate openly, anytime, anywhere. You have done that, and they have not shown up. So they're spending time with these people, special interest, and not with us. They don't care about us. That's what needs to change. That's what I want to change, because I'm taking zero special interest money. I'm the only candidate in the race with zero special interest money.
What would you do about, you know, we're having this opiate problem, obviously it's a drug problem. What is your thoughts on that? What would you try to do about that?
What we need is a residential treatment facilities for opiate and substance dependence, as well as alcohol and mental health problem. That's what we need.
Okay, so from the assembly side of it, what could you do for that to bring a opiate treat center here? I mean, we've got different types of smaller organizations here that help Hill Country and those.
So California has a $21 billion budget surplus right now. Shasta County budget surplus alone would be $100 million based on our proportion of population. Our district proportion will be $250 million. Some of that needs to come back. And that will help our local facilities like Hill Country, Shasta Community Health Center, the hospitals. And these people are trying to do good job. Our local council, our local board of supervisors, they are trying their best to hold their community together and improve it. What we need is, number one, state to send some of us money, our money back. That's the money which went from us to the state, and some of it should come back. And also, reduce the roadblock and the regulations in building these facilities. Right now, construction of any facilities and the legislature and the regulations make the cost of these facilities very expensive. And the trial lawyers keep on liability, increasing the liability, so nobody wants to go in these businesses. So as a state legislator, I'm going to ease the burden of regulation and liability on the local businesses and local facilities so they can provide these services.
The legislature seems to think it's a great idea to pass 1,200 laws a year, or I think it was 1,200.
That's right.
Maybe it was 800, but it's still
1,000 plus every year.
1,000 plus every year, but yeah, without, you know, doing away with the other ones.
Yeah.
I don't believe that people read all of these. I just don't believe it that they read these, and that's why we get this AB5.
Yep.
You're familiar with AB5.
Yep, yeah, yes.
And now they're going to go back and try and rewrite it to try and fit in people. But this is already changing people's lives from...
Destroying people's lives.
Destroying people's lives. I was just reading an article about a yoga studio, that now they're having to, you know, make them employees, or small contractors are having to, instead of just being signed up by a company, they've got to make themselves into corporations. And musicians, which is a total mess on that, or freelance writers, now they're trying to rewrite this bill. And let's just get down to what it was. It was unions going after Uber and Lyft and some of the bigger companies to ensure that, you know, that they could unionize those.
The problem is those legislators, they keep passing the laws. There's too many laws, not enough execution. That's number one. Number two, these politicians are career politicians who don't run the businesses, who don't understand what goes on in the people's lives. So they make these draconian laws, whether it's now AB5 or now they're trying to get away with the Proposition 13, which is going to increase the cost of housing for everyone else. So the reason they do this, as these legislators, is because they are controlled by special interest money, lobbyists, and they are running the show and people have lost the control. And that's why I'm trying to bring the control back to the local people. And that's why I'm not accepting any lobbyist money and focusing on the people's grassroots movement.
Okay, you know what? I'm going to take an early break. I want to talk about this lobbyist movement. There's so much money in lobbies. I mean, there's millions of dollars available out there as people walk into different offices. And I'm not saying people are crooks, but they come in, they've got access to our legislators, and they come in with, you know, with holding out the golden goose, you might say, for things that maybe aren't the best, that aren't the best solutions, but I don't know if it's just power. That's one of the things I want to talk to you about, you know, when you're elected, if you're elected, how long do you plan on staying there? 8:30 in the morning here, this portion of the show brought to you by Home Helpers, Reading Home Helpers. Is a loved one need a hand, a helping hand at home for a day, an hour a week, 2 hours a week, 7 days a week? Sharon Clark can help you. She'll give you a free in-home consultation. All of her caregivers are licensed by the state. Background checks, DMV screening, and drug testing. She doesn't put anybody in your home that she wouldn't have in her home. You can learn more at ReadingHomeHelpers.com or just give them a call at 226-8350. Reading Home Helpers. Remember, there's no place like home. We'll be right back with Dr. Paul DeNuca, independent, running for First Assembly.
Resolution? How about joining us, Armstrong and Getty?
For the morning lineup, right here on KCNR from 9 to 12.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
This is Supervisor Leonard Modi. We want leaders who are trusted to do what's right for our community. They value input from others. Leaders seek solutions rather than just complain about the problems. That's why I'm running for re-election for supervisor. I have brought forward ideas to improve our community. I have the experience, knowledge, and most importantly, the integrity to do the job.
Vote Leonard Modi, Supervisor District 2.
Paid for by the Committee to Re-elect Leonard Modi, Shasta County Supervisor District 2, 2020.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. We bring you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites.
You'll hear from experts on national security, the environment, veterans affairs, world politics, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your John Deere Ag and Turf products.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. wethepeopleradio.us.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. 605-4567 is our phone number if you have a question for Dr. Paul DeNuca, who is running as an independent for the assembly this time, neither a Republican nor a Democrat, believing as that we're split to, and I don't want to put words in your mouth, but, you know, we've split ourselves into two parties that are at war, that an independent can come in there, in your opinion, and that be able to, one, be able to reach out to either party. Because, hey, I'm not beholden to anybody. The one of the things that came up was, an ad says that they were, you were accused, splashed with paint about Medicare fraud or abuse or stuff like this. And when you hear things like that, you know, people go, "Oh, you know, he's got, a, you know, he's a doctor." That kind of thing. So what's the story on this?
See, that shows the desperation of the people because they can't find anything. They have to come up with something, right? So, you know, I have several businesses and some of shares in many businesses and a partnership in many places. One of those places, the large national company, was had fired a couple of people, and those nurses actually got teamed up with an ambulance chaser in Sacramento and sued the company. And all
this
the
was, this was not one of your
no.
This is not so, one of the so, one no, of the, no. The medical centers you have.
Yeah. No. So that was like a long time ago, and then all the doctors were dragged into it. And Medicare looked into it, said, "Oh, it's absolutely silly and stupid and frivolous," and didn't take any action, and it was dismissed against us. But, you know, you can't stop people from lying. Carl, it's okay. It's all good. It only strengthens us, and it shows people's desperation. And you know who's running those things? Who's paying for these things? Unions, on behalf of our current legislator and senator. And the interesting thing is, I just wonder, I have a question for those unions. What have I done against you to deserve this? I have always worked for the people who are the least amongst us, who are the most unfortunate one, the labor class, the people who work hard. So I wonder, what do unions have against me? Nothing personal. So they are doing it at the direction of the incumbents. And that's what the whole problem is with our politics right now. That the control of money and power has got concentrated in few hands. Those, they don't like any challenge to their power. And what I present, what we, our campaign present, is a premise that we can do better. We can come together. We can get the control of our life out of the hand of special interests and bring it to our own hands, the local politics. That's why we are taking zero special interest money. And we are trying to unite people. And people love it. You'll see the whole district is motivated and energized right now. I have gone to every small town, Doris and Tule Lake and Loyalton and Colfax and Concow. You go to Concow, people there have been abandoned after fire. 15 months later, they're living in tents without electricity and water. And no assembly person has visited them. I have been there. That's what our campaign is about. Our campaign is about people, and the special interests are feeling threatened, so they're throwing everything at us. But we welcome it. We are the David versus the Goliath.
What doesn't kill you makes you stronger.
Yes.
Okay, let's go to the phones. Barbara, good morning.
Good morning, Dr. Paul. I'm so excited about you. I feel it's just like a breath of fresh air coming into our area. I have one little question that is so important to me. Dr. Paul, what is your stand on abortion?
See, Barbara, I am pro-life. I am for each and every life to be preserved and saved. As a doctor, that's what I swore to be. As a constitutionalist, I also want the government intervention in private affair to be minimized and maintain the liberty of the people. But personally, I want to save each and every life.
Okay, Barbara. Thank you.
That's That's what I wanted to hear. Thank you so much.
Here's another question. I received an election flyer for Dr. Paul Danuki showing his support of the Second Amendment. Are you, and the question is, are you a regular shooter? You know, do you own guns? Are you a member of any organizations? That kind of thing.
I am a regular shooter. And Carl, you have trained me very well.
I can tell you that he has been through several classes, from the beginning to advanced to rifle and all this. So I can just tell you that, he has had the training, let me put it that way.
And I have always had a CCW permit. And my wife, my kids, everyone shoots. Everyone loves shooting. And Second Amendment is extremely important for me because that's the one which protects our other rights. I've seen the lack of Second Amendment, what it does to people. I've seen in the country I was born in. You can see that in Mexico. So we must protect Second Amendment because that's the one which protects our other rights.
Okay. I ask people about their thoughts. Okay. Sanctuary cities.
I'm against any sanctuary city or sanctuary state. I'm a law-abiding citizen. If you don't like the law, change it, but follow the law.
Okay. The amount of laws that keep getting passed, that keep infringing on the rights of the people, I mean, I really believe we're at the point that you can break a law and not even know it. There's so many out there. What can you do about that?
Reduce the number of laws. These legislators are passing like laws like it's candies. They're just throwing like beads in a Mardi Gras parade, and they don't know what they're doing right now. We need to reduce the number of law. Follow the law, though.
You know, we have a number of things, endorsements and everything. You just got a recent endorsement from the North Valley Medical Association, which is pretty big up here. And this is as they put it, as Dr. Danuka, as an independent, is not beholden to big corporations and political interest groups who often put their personal agendas above the needs of their constituencies. We see this in a need to address the North State's vulnerability to wildfires. Well, let's talk about that. Even the Democrats have realized that this past legislation that we've had and the past protection of the gross protection of forest, where they've been able to grow all the lighter fuels, all of these, has caused huge, huge fires. What's your plan on that?
So this is a classical example of a remote control from out of the area. Sacramento, L.A., San Francisco, we don't go there and tell them how to live their life or how to build their buildings or how to run their electricity grid. We don't want anyone from there coming to us and telling us how to live their life, our life, because that's what has got into this position that we cannot control our own forest. We can't have our own utilities, the large PG&E utilities feeding the legislators and not worrying about us. REU works very well. So we need local control for forest management, for our resource management, for our energy management. That's what I want to bring back.
Well, you're into local control of a lot of things, though, including education, I believe. What's your thoughts on that?
Again, I'm all about local control. We want the framework of Constitution, and within that framework, everything should come down to local control. The state can give us some guidelines what to do or in terms of what's a kind of a standard, but how we deliver it, what the curriculum is going to be, should be locally controlled by the people who live here, who work here. They should have the final say.
Do you see that, you know, the one thing we have here, I've got 2 minutes before we go to take a break, the idea of one size fits all is really kind of, to me, and we're starting to see this in other states too. We're starting to see this where it's becoming urban against rural. If it fits the urban, the rural gets pulled along with that. Washington State, Oregon, parts of Colorado, you're seeing this in a lot of places, and the latest is Virginia, where the larger urban centers who have the power then make rules that don't fit us. How do we change that?
We are losing our voice. That's a problem. We have lost our voice as a rural community And we have such a large number of, large area of land and so much resources, water, forest, fish, game, land. But we can't use it. We can't control our own life now. And the only voice we have is through our representation in legislation, an assembly and senate. And frankly, we have lost that too. We have lost that to the special interests controlling them and people not being with us. We need to change that. We need to bring back our local control by changing the representation. That's the only way we can do it.
Okay. We're here with Dr. Paul DeNuca, running for the 1st Assembly District as an independent. Completely, first time I think we've had an independent running since I can remember, but then I've only been up here for the last 12 years. There's not a lot of independents running, and for a variety of reasons. One, as we have found, that as soon as you come into the race, the people that you're running against cease to run on issues and then run on personalities, it appears. We're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. Judy's been helping people since 1993. And whether it's an insurance problem or a financial problem or a financial question, give her a call at 221-0441. She's been a veritable wizard when it comes to finding insurance for people who have lost their homeowner's insurance because of the fires. I think I'm going to ask Dr. DeNuca about this too. Because they live in a certain area, they lose their home insurance. Well, Judy's been able to find people homeowner's insurance that takes care of all their needs. Maxwell Insurance and Financial, 1378 Hilltop Drive. We'll be right back with Dr. Paul DeNuca, 48 degrees, going up to 65 today.
The way they keep on telling me, time and time again, boy, you never win. You never win. But the voice of truth tells me a different story.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now, and a lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvy with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
Celebrating 20 years in business, Five Star Bank is a community business bank serving small to medium-sized businesses and is a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Five Star Bank was founded in 1999 by a group of local entrepreneurs who wanted to create personalized banking services inspired by shared vision and goals. Today, Five Star Bank is among the top 5% of performing banks in the nation for banks of its size. Five Star Bank proudly serves farmers, ranchers, and growers in the agricultural community, commercial real estate developers and construction, those who lead nonprofits and churches, and entrepreneurs in emerging technology. Five Star Bank is also committed to small businesses through a robust SBA department. They understand that when it comes to business, timing is critical. Their sense of urgency and speed to serve are part of the foundation of their success. Visit fivestarbank.com and visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
If you're looking for the accountability of a personal trainer, the energy and camaraderie of a group, and a budget-conscious price tag, then our team training at Adamson's Peak Performance is for you. We've got your fitness needs covered with five types of time-efficient, 30-minute team training workouts. Mix and combine these challenging strength and conditioning sessions to enhance sports performance, build muscle, burn fat, and sculpt the body you've been dreaming of. AdamsonsPeakPerformance.com or call us at 221-8006.
And now, back to our show.
A long time coming, but I know.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, man's last stronghold. I'm giving them a call today at 244-9478 to get my hair cut. It's just been too long now. After going for a year without a haircut. Not a year. I'd go down there and get trimmed. Great place. Man's last stronghold. Here with Dr. Paul DeNuca, running for the Assembly District as an independent. Here's a question here. The bullet train.
No.
Okay. Thank you. That's all I wanted to hear. You know, some things have been happening that are strange. Lassen County. And this has caused all types of consternation, as I imagine it should. They put out their mailer, and they listed you as a Democrat. Now, Lassen County's not strong on Democrats, but they said it was just a typo. I'm not sure how you can make a typo on something like something that important. What did they say they were going to do to fix it?
So I don't know. Why does it happen in Lassen County every time? A few months ago, they had another snafu. It's same assembly election. It always happened in Lassen County. That's kind of a bit strange. So they are refusing to correct it. They are saying they'll put up some sign on the election day and maybe send some postcards. But I just got another call last night that they're still sending the incorrect ballots to the people.
They're still mailing them out.
They're still mailing the wrong ones out. That's what someone just told me, and the wrong ones. So this is... So our whole brand here is that we are independent of any party. So this has done a damage to our campaign, which they should repair. And they're refusing to repair that. A lot of people are very suspicious about it. However, I still hope and believe that this is... just an error. However, the refusal makes it more suspicious.
You know, one thing, when they screwed up on Measure A here, in our county clerk, they announced it everywhere, and they then sent out they sent out that one page.
Right.
Mailed out 102,000 of them.
Right.
Which I'm not sure who paid for, except probably my tax funds. But Lassen County's not doing that. So since most of the people, majority of the people vote by mail, so even if they show up on the day of the election, and they see this thing, it says, "Oh, you know, it's not. He's an independent." The damage has been done.
That's right. It's basically, if they don't correct it, it's an election fraud. Then,
well, okay. The do you ever get a feeling that, you know, that when you see the establishment doing things like this, it's kind of like. And what are they scared of? I'm just here to represent the people.
Exactly. That's what they're scared of. They're scared of the people. The establishment is scared of the people. Me, I'm just their representation. It's a whole village which is running, and that's what establishment is scared of. That's why they're coming after us. I'm just the people's reflection. And because people trust me, because they know we have an impeccable record. We have completely honest record. So they trust that, and they trust us fully because we are not bound by any special interests or any party bosses, no strings attached. And that's what the establishment is most scared of. And that's a good thing. That means we are really ruffling some feathers, and we are going to be draining the swamp here.
You know, draining the swamp. Sometimes it's hard to remember that I'm out here draining the swamp when I'm up to my butt in alligators. It's an old Marine Corps saying, but it's true. And I think that anybody that wants to drain the swamp has got to understand that the fight, they're going to fight you to the death because there's so much to lose. Now, when we get to things like water issues, the whiskey's for drinking, water's for fighting. that type of thing. Any thoughts about the water issues up here?
So this is our water. We live here. We work in this land. We labor in this land. We live here. This is our home. For the people in Sacramento, LA, San Francisco, DC, for them, this is a playground. For us, this is our home. Water belongs to us. The land belongs to us. Everything belongs to us. They are talking about removing the Klamath dams, spending $450 million on it, which supplies the water and electricity, clean electricity. Why? Because they think that they can get away with these decisions, and we people in North State, in rural America, small town, small village America, can't do anything about it because we don't have a voice. It's hubris. It's arrogance. Time has come to end that. And I will fight to the gate of hell. If they push me to the hell, I'll fight to the gate of hell for that.
You know, they're passing all of these resolutions in states that say that all the popular vote or the electoral college votes will go to the popular vote winner, which goes directly against our Constitution and the electoral college, where if 52% vote Democrat and 48% vote Republican, that to me seems as that that's where the electoral college vote should be split. Yet in California, it's a winner take all.
So our government is a republic. It's not a mobocracy. It is built in with certain protection for minority. And the smallest minority is an individual. The Bill of Rights is sacrosanct for me. Constitution is built to protect the Bill of Rights of any single individual, which are natural rights, God-given rights. An electoral college is based on a system. It's a dual system. So we have a value in popular vote, and we have a value in electoral colleges to protect the republic. Because otherwise, if 51% decide that they will take away the right of 49%, they cannot do it. And that's why I am a strong believer of county rights. I'm a strong believer of state rights. I'm a strong believer of electoral colleges for that reason, because otherwise majority can choose to take away the right of minority.
You know, it used to be here that, years ago, that we used to have senators for the counties. I think two counties had one senator, but you had senators for every county, which kind of gave that check and balance to it. But that's gone now.
Yeah.
I understand that there's a lawsuit going through, working its way through the courts, that is going to try, to force a decision on something like this. But the representation right now that we have up here, can one person make a difference?
Absolutely. One person can make a difference, and one person must make a difference, because we have to lead by example. Right now, people believe that they cannot change the things. People believe that this is how things are. They have tuned out. That's why most people don't even vote, because they don't see good choices. What we are doing here is restoring that hope and faith. I'm taking a leap of faith. But once our campaign wins this, and we set an example that you don't have to be bound by party bosses, strings, or by special interest, this will get replicated elsewhere in California as well. That's when you will see the balance being restored. Not supermajority, not a political party. You'll see the balance being restored, because they will see an example of person or a campaign or a movement which will be free of any special interest, any party bosses, and people everywhere will repeat it. And that's how you will change the politics.
You know, it used to be when this nation was first founded, the idea was that the common man, the man who had a business or a farm or something, or approved, or elected by his constituents, would go to Congress. And kicking and screaming in many of the cases, spend 4 years there and then come home back to their businesses. It's become now a political livelihood.
Yes.
Where it's no longer that. Even with 12-year even with 12-year limits on how long you can serve. Then I noticed, you know, then they go to something else. Ted Gaines went to the Board of Insurance or something like that, another job.
And
like
then the wife becomes.
And then, yeah, so I think his wife is running, I think, for Senate this year. So, I mean, this whole thing is, to me, is the citizens should come in, do their thing, and then go home, you know, after a few terms, and then come back home again, so let somebody else that understands what's going on in their area.
So the concept has been, from the founding father, citizen statesman. Washington could have been king. He refused, and then he refused to be the president after 8 years. That's what we need to bring back. Term limits, no career politician, short-term citizens who come and serve and go back. Citizen statesman. That's what we need, and what we need to make sure is that it doesn't become a family business. It doesn't become, politics should not be a family business, should not become a career itself. No career politicians. I'll be doing it for a short time and coming back.
How do people get a hold of your campaign?
Dhanuka2020.com, DHANUKA2020.com. Thank you.
You bet. Hey, thanks a lot for being with us, Dr. Paul Dhanuka, running as an independent in the Assembly District. Of course, the election is going to be March 3rd. So read, my friends, read and educate yourselves on what's going on out there.
Challenge for debate.
There you go. Okay, hey, tomorrow Leonard Modi is going to be with us running for re-election and county supervisor. But have a great day, and we'll...